Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette, where we interview people in the WordPress community from all over the world. Every guest is asked the same questions, and every guest has wonderful and varied answers about their history and their hopes. Special thanks to our espresso-level sponsors, Bluehost, WS Form, and Beaver Builder. And now, on with the show. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. I'm your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette, serving up the WordPress stories from around the world. And today, my guest is Bud Kraus, who is actually not that far around the world from me. I think you're about a six-hour drive from where I live, Bud, so you're not that far at all. But you are the Chief Education Officer at Joy of WP. Welcome to the show.
Michelle, thank you. And if I look out my window, no, I can't see your house, but we're, you know, a couple hundred, where my eyesight's not that good, but we're close, relatively.
Yeah. So I think it's a little over 300 miles from here to your general, I don't know your address, but your general area anyway. So for those of people who don't know who you are, I can't imagine who it is, but if there are people out there who don't know Bud, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, well, I've been working with WordPress for about 14 years or so, and currently what I do is provide WordPress content for WordPress businesses. I am in the education field, so that's how I got into that, and I do actually teach people WordPress, but I more enjoy writing about WordPress, creating videos, things like that.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And you are located in, I want to say New Jersey, but you might be in New York State, I don't remember now.
Well, I'm in Nutley, New Jersey, 12 miles west of New York City.
Okay. Because I know that I've seen you at work at Montclair. And I know that's kind of your general bailiwick is in that area. So I can never remember exactly. But I've also seen you in New York City. So I shouldn't be so quick to hop on that. But anyway. So I ask everybody to have a mug and something in it. Do you have your mug?
I actually do.
Let me see. Show it to the screen.
Okay. Are people seeing this? I didn't even ask you. Am I on camera now?
You are on camera. So this goes on YouTube and on podcasting. So you will be in both places.
Put my makeup on or anything.
So tell us about that mug.
Well, the mug is not anything special. It's just been around 1,000 years. It has no printing on it, or it's lost its printing. And I have just a little bit of coffee. I think it's like my third cup of the day.
And how do you take your coffee?
I always have it with Truvia and with half and half.
Okay, very good. Well, let me show you my mug. Yeah. I will show mine too. Mine says, official.
Wow, yeah.
It's official, you're awesome. That was a Christmas gift a couple of years ago from a former supervisor of mine, Hazel Kempo, who said that to me. And I'm drinking tea because I have been, ever since I got back, you know this, but ever since I've gotten back from WordCamp Asia, I came back and I had pneumonia. So I haven't been sleeping well because I cough a lot at night. And so coffee at 5 o'clock in the evening for somebody who's already struggling to sleep is probably not a good idea. So I'm drinking decaf tea. Decaf tea that's called gentle.
Well, I'm fortunate. Yeah. You know, I'm fortunate because I can drink coffee and then go to bed. So go figure. But I have to tell you a real quick little story.
Not anymore. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, a quick little story about mugs. I used to have the most beautiful, big WordCamp New York City. It was either Winstina's or Mervyn's. I forgot. And it was like one of my most treasured mugs until it fell on the floor. We have ceramic tile in our kitchen. And that was the end of that mug.
Yeah. Ceramic tile is like a death knell for anything that
it
isn't.
It certainly is.
Anything
Trust
breakable.
Me.
Even Corel will explode on a tile floor.
I think it'll even destroy plastic. I mean, you drop anything on that floor and the floor will own it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you'll be getting out the dustpan and the broom.
Don't
and the
I
mop.
Know.
And you'll still
I
be
know.
And you'll still be finding shards in 5 weeks.
I know. It's a beautiful floor, but.
Yes, exactly. Well, you said you've been using WordPress for about 14 years, but how did you get started using WordPress?
Well, that's a great story, and one I certainly know. And it was, I think it was like about 2009 when I had a client who was a friend, still is, now lives in Charleston, South Carolina, who I saw recently. And he said to me, he was a guy that was always very like, 2 years ahead of everybody or whatever. And he said to me, hey, we were having lunch at the Oyster Bar in Grand Central. And he says, hey, bud, you should learn WordPress. And I said to him, Rick, what are you kidding me? I'm a Rage Against the Machine kind of guy. There's no way I'm ever going to learn that stuff. I like HTML and CSS. And then I go on and on, and he just stops me and he looks at me very seriously. He goes, no, I'm not kidding. You really need to learn this for your career, for your future. I said, okay. He goes, I will give you my login. Take a look around. They got these plugins and stuff. So exactly what I did. Didn't know what I was doing. I was looking at WordPress 2.6, I believe. And once I realized that you can make a child theme, then I realized that this baby is mine.
The sky is the
And
limit.
yep, once I saw how that worked, it took me a little while to figure that one out. But once I figured it out, I said, oh my God, because I knew you could do anything with this.
Miss
So,
options, yeah, for sure. That's awesome. Well, when you look at WordPress websites, when you look at websites in general, whether they're yours or other people's, and I'm not going to ask you to call out individuals, but in general, what's something that you think that people skip or don't focus enough attention to when building websites that would make them better, especially
Okay,
for
I'll
the
give you
end
one
user?
that, yeah, I'll give you one right away that's on the negative side. Don't use mega menus, for God's sakes, please. They are such a, in fact, when I hear that they want to make a core mega menu block, my hair falls out. I mean, if you want to make a core, and listen to all you developers out there, if you're going to do that, then you might as well just make a core block out of everything, okay? Because we don't want that to be a core block. If somebody wants to make their own business out of it, fine. But please don't put that into core. It's not accessible. It doesn't work. It stinks. It's overload. I mean, you want to get started. That's one of my big pet peeves. I've written too many posts called Mega Menus Must Die. So
You heard him. You heard it here, folks.
yeah. Other than that, I think they're great. No, I have no opinion. No, I don't know. What do you think about Mega Menus? Am
I
I
don't know.
off on my thinking here?
I've never looked at the accessibility of a mega menu, but I have installed them, and I think that they're, accessibility aside, so let's assume that you can make them accessible. I think that there's a time and place when they make sense, but I wouldn't put them on every website all the time.
No, I know. It's an answer to the question, how do we give access to all this content and all these links? And my answer is don't. Because it reminds me, remember in the olden days when we had websites with 300 links on the homepage? Because we didn't know that people aren't going to click on 300 links from your homepage. Well, do we have to go back to that experience? Didn't we already learn that that's not how this works? You know, that
True.
simplicity is just usually the better path here, but what do I know?
I know. It's like white space. A lot of people just fill it all up. You got to have some white space
Right.
too. So I get that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's something that you wish that you had learned earlier in your WordPress journey that since you learned it has made life a lot easier? Other than don't use mega
I don't
menus.
know. What should I have learned earlier in my WordPress journey? You know, my WordPress journey is a little weird because, I have never been fully committed to creating websites. I have always been more teacher oriented, which, that's my love and that's the thing that I do. So if I answered it from that perspective, I really don't have an answer I wish I had known. No, not, I can't really put my finger on anything. I will say a little different answer, I think, than what you're looking for, though, is when I first started teaching WordPress, this was at the Fashion Institute of Technology in the city, and nobody was teaching it, and you had more students than you know what to do with. They were coming because there was no place to learn this, I really, for the first time in my life, went into the class for the first class and is it wang it or wang it? What,
Winged
how do you say the word?
it. You
Winged
winged
it.
it.
Winged it. Yeah, wanged it. I just, just pulled it out of where, and which I normally do not do anything like that. But I just felt like I just knew it good enough, well enough, just to, and from that point on, I started to put together ideas, something called a syllabus, and not
Yeah.
just winging it.
Yeah,
But
no, that
so
makes
I
sense.
can't really think that, I wish I had known how to do X earlier when it comes to WordPress,
Yeah. Some people have said like they wish they gotten involved in the community earlier, but maybe you were an early adopter there too. I don't know.
Well, I started going, I this is a really I don't know. I would think mine is sort of a typical path here in that, I started going to meetups in New York City. We had a very active group here in the city. And then I started speaking and work the meetups. And then I spoke at WordCamp New York. And then I went to WordCamp US, and then I spoke at WordCamp Europe. So I sort of
Yeah.
feel like I'm going on to like higher education as time goes on. I'm just like stepping up the ladder. But that's just my journey. It's certainly not everybody's, some people
Yeah.
start at a flagship WordCamp,
Yeah.
so
True. My
I'm
cat
kind of
just.
glad I came in this way. Yeah, because I am socially like I get overwhelmed with people, and so it's just nice that, I knew a little group and then the group got a little bigger, so on and so on,
Yeah.
so I could adapt to that as time went on. But boy, I would have never thought in a million years that I would get sucked into this WordPress community. And went hook, line, and sinker, and willingly,
Yep. I know. I love it myself. I think
Yep.
people know that about me. I don't hide it. I don't hide it
Oh
well
no,
anyway.
me too. Why bother to hide this?
No, there's no
No.
point. There's no point.
Yeah, no.
When you think back over the WordCamp experiences you've had, whether as a speaker, attendee, I don't know, MC, all of the different things, what's an experience that you had that was maybe a pivotal or inspirational moment for you? And tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, I think there were certain turning points that came about. One of them, really, it's sort of like back to back, but 2 years in a row, I was a speaker wrangler at WordCamp New York in like 2018 and 2019. And that's when the doors started opening up because I used those opportunities to meet lots of people. I made it my business to make sure I met every speaker, introduced myself, thanked them for coming, blah, blah, blah. And of course, I still know a whole lot of those people. They're like my people, that came to like, and I started realizing these people are really special. I just got hooked. And that was really the time I started realizing, oh, I like this WordPress thing. I like the people that are in this thing. And so those are real pivotal moments when I just started saying that this was something that was going to be a big impact on my life. And of course, I didn't even know at that time how big it would be. I mean, I really,
I understand. Yeah, it's kind of crazy for sure. So tell us a little bit about what you do day to day. So I know that you're doing some teaching and things like that, and writing. So tell us a little bit more about, what does Budcrest do with Joy of
Well,
WP?
for the next 2 days, I am teaching for a private business. There's a business in New York that has online, training, and I'm going to be teaching a small group of WordPress people or students for WordPress. I don't know where they're from, probably all over the States, maybe Canada. I'm not sure. That will go for it's 7 hours a day, and it's a lot of talking, but demonstration and hands-on. And it's a very set routine. First, they're going to do this, then they're going to do that, then they're going to. It's not like this is not winging it. Those days are over. It's a very set piece, that they just do this, 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 and this. And what makes it kind of challenging now is that you're having people that are going to come to the class. Some of them are going to say, "Oh, I use that classic editor thing." Okay. Some people are going to come to the class saying, "I use that Gutenberg thing," and other people are going to come and we don't use any of that stuff. We use Elementor. So teaching is just very different because you have people coming in with different, not just different experiences with technology in general, but specific to WordPress. They're using different tools, and of course, it's very different. All the three things that I just mentioned. So how do you teach? Well, I just play it straight. I just teach Gutenberg because to me that is WordPress standard today, and that's what I teach.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
Makes
that's
sense.
that sort of makes sense, right? And then other days when I'm not teaching, and I don't teach all that often, but I do. And I never teach in class anymore. Heaven forbid, class. You mean with people in it? What's that?
Right.
So no more of that, which I miss. Because to me, I'll tell you real quick, I always thought, like my wife would say when I come home, well, how was class today? I'd say, well, they laughed at all my jokes. So if they laughed at
Yeah.
all my jokes, I thought the class was good. I never thought of like, did they learn anything? Or like,
Right.
no, it's just to me, I just had to, get in there and
Yeah.
make everybody laugh.
Well, I mean, that is engagement, and engagement is important to learning.
Yeah.
So
Right. And you know
it's not a
what? A
bad
lot of
metric.
people, well, you know what? Yeah. It's just like my website today, my Joy of WP website is funny. People say it's funny. And it's engaging. I wanted to make another boring website, like another corporate-y boring. No, I don't have to do that.
Right.
I'm one person. I can do anything I want. So I want it representing me. I want people to come to it and say, oh, that's butt all right, and then see what else, that kind of thing. I wanted to make it authentic. It wasn't too hard. So okay, so otherwise, if I'm not doing that kind of thing, I'm either writing articles for Hostinger or GoDaddy, or I just finished What's New in WordPress 6.5 for InstaWP. I've been
Nice.
doing that, on a regular basis, the new, I'm sort of making I'm trying to make a little bit of a cottage industry out of myself for the what's new in kind of thing, so that if I learn it for InstaWP, that I can write a blog post for XYZ, that kind of, so they don't, they get different content, but it's the same knowledge. And the thing what I do is you have to be very productive with your time. You can't just spend a lot of time learning something and then a one of.
Right.
That's what I try to avoid. It's not that easy, but I try. But it's, look, the fact that I get to work with people that I love and respect, and I get to do stuff that they find valuable, and I love working. I mean, come on,
Sure.
So
Absolutely.
I wish I had figured this out when I was 40.
I hear you.
I'm not 40.
How old are you, bud?
Oh, I wish you wouldn't ask me. That's okay. How old do you know how old I am? You do, right?
I don't know how old you are
Well,
now.
I am the oldest person in WordPress.
Are you sure?
I asked Matt Mullenweg, and he said to me, "Well, how old are you?" And I told him my age. He goes, "You're not the oldest." So I figured.
I taught a woman a few years back who was 84.
Oh, really? Well, you taught. See, I don't know if you could teach me at my age WordPress. I know for one thing, I couldn't learn CSS today. Not a chance. Now I know it pretty well. I know it very well. But if I had to learn it today, I don't know. So anyway, I turned 70 last year.
Ah, very good.
So so anybody that might be listening, don't feel sorry for me because I happen to like this age more than any age I've ever been in my life. And I have never said that about any other age. Okay, so
Very
when I was
good.
50, I didn't say, when I was 50, I was pretty miserable, quite frankly. I would not say, I loved being 50. No, I like this age is the best age I've ever been. So
And I saw you and your wife cutting a rug last year. You guys could dance.
thank you. We love to dance. I mean, she is like a sort of more of a begrudging dancer than me, but me,
She looked like she was having fun. You guys were,
she
you were
was having.
commanding the dance floor at the pride
Yes.
party.
Well, I don't know about commanding the dance floor, but let's just say I like to dance just about every day in one way or another. I just
That's
think it's
awesome.
so, music, dance, all that stuff is just very important to my life.
Yeah.
And it was that way since I was a little boy. I actually heard a Beatles song when I was a little boy. And I literally felt like it was called I Saw Her Standing There.
Oh,
And I was like in fifth grade, and I just like floated off the couch because I was so happy and so just, like this is like, oh my God, and I
yep.
lost total control of my body and my mind, and I was dancing.
I
And that's
love
how I dance today. I lost control of my body and my mind.
it. That's the quickest.
Yeah.
Well,
So.
what project would you like to work on?
Okay, so there's actually two of them. Okay. One is I'd like to learn how to use WP CLI. Okay.
Okay.
Now, the only reason why I'm not using it, well, one reason is like, I don't really need to. But if I learn how to use it, I could write about it. So, I'm only afraid because I don't want to blow up my computer. You can blow up your computer with Terminal. And I am a little bit afraid about doing that. I was thinking about buying some computer just to practice in case I blow up, CLI. But I think it'd be really cool to learn how to do it. I mean, I'm sort of on the edge. I could extend my skills to learn that, I think, And then the other thing is, here's a project I have been wanting to do for years. Okay.
Tell me.
Yeah. And now it's probably been done, but not done well. I know it's been done, but not done well. Okay. I
Better
want to
not be
do.
WP speakers. If you take down one of my projects.
So WP speakers, that's exactly what I want. No. Yeah, funny you should say that. So no, it's I wanted to the complete guide to WordPress terminology.
Oh, okay.
And I would do it with pictures, video, the
Well,
whole
let's
like
talk
who.
later then, because I own wpwiki.com, and I think that's a good place to do that, where it can live
Could
on
be,
and people
yeah.
can continue to edit and keep it up later on. So
My
we should
only
talk.
problem, yeah, I'm not against, of course, I'm not against, but here's the thing. There has to be a way to pay me for this of some kind because I can't do this for free because I want to really commit time to this. If I'm going to sink my teeth into this and I have some pretty strong ideas and I have the skills to do it, I just can't do this for free. So I mean it's just an idea. I don't know what I would need, but I'm just saying, because this if you're going to do this right, and I only want to do it if it's going to be done right and well received and well used, then you're talking about a commitment of time. That's what you're
True.
talking about.
True.
And here's the other thing, Michelle. I was at a meetup in Montclair about a week ago, and we got a really good turnout. Yay! And most of the people were, the ones that were there. It was a help desk, and most of the people were there were dying for terminology. What is this? What is that? How does this relate to this? And that's my point. You and I don't need this, okay? The regulars don't need this, but the rest of the world that is struggling with this and trying to use it, I think they do need it in some way. So they need this. They need this information. And because they're working on something, what they didn't understand and what I helped them do in about 10 minutes was connect all the dots. How does this relate to this? How does that relate to that? They would sort of like their mind was like a jumble of mush, and I organized their understanding, their information so that they could use the tool. So, whatever. But I
That's
like
pretty
that
cool
wiki.
though.
I did think I actually once thought about, maybe this is a wiki.
Yeah, I think one of the things about and I'm not putting down anybody that publishes WordPress books because I own some, but every time we do updates and every within a year you have to update your book. So if it's in print, you can't do that as easily as you can when it's online. So
That's right.
just some thoughts, but
Another thing too is that one last thing about this is that a lot of these terms are stable. I mean, a page is a
Sure.
page. It's not radically different than it
Right.
was,
But
but
how many more terms might you need to add within a year or two? That's the question.
well, also, how many do you are like core terms that you must have in there? And then you could have like other like more peripheral terms around those, I don't know. I once actually did write out a list of how I would, but then I said, like, I don't have time to do this. This is just like no way.
In 2017, if you had written that book, you would not have included blocks, the block editor, full site editing. You would not have included, headless. None of those things would have been part of that. So that's what I think about is
Right.
like putting it in something that's a living, breathing document that can move and flow with time. I don't know. Anyway, just my two thoughts on
And
that.
you really have to think of like who is the audience for this. For example, you say headless. I wouldn't think headless would be a word that I would put in my dictionary for the audience that I think of because they don't really care. I would keep this real user, practical user focused so that the average person does not need to know what headless is. That's just me, I don't
Right.
know.
But they go to a
It just depends
meetup
on.
and somebody talks about headless and now they want to know what it means. They go to the
Well, that's
book and it's
true.
not there. So
Yeah. Well,
just
I mean,
thoughts.
you're not gonna, you would have to go in knowing. You're not gonna be able to define everything. It's just
Sure.
not
But you
possible, because maybe
can
there's
in
a
a
thousand
wiki.
words.
You can in a wiki because
Yeah,
other
because it
people
keeps growing.
contribute. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway,
See, yeah.
I'm just devil's
It's
advocating
lucky.
you.
All right. Well.
It's what we do. We riff off each other. I love
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
it.
I
But
guess so.
let me move into the rapid fire questions. As I always
Okay,
say,
here we go. I better
I'll
spit
ask
up
them
here with this.
rapidly. You don't
I
have to
forgot
answer
I'm on
rapidly.
TV here. Okay,
You're on
I'm on TV.
TV.
All right.
You can take the time that you need to answer them,
Okay. All
but
right.
they are definitely shorter questions than
Okay,
the
got it.
above questions. Okay. So, what are two or three must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their own website?
That exist today?
Yeah.
Well, I guess so. I mean, if they don't exist.
I mean, you're not gonna build it 10 years ago.
Well, the first one that comes to mind is one that I just was talking to about a little bit ago. And that's WS Form by Mark Westgaard, who I think it's not just the best form plugin ever made. I think it's one of the best WordPress plugins ever made of any kind. So I
Sure.
would have that one. And as much as I don't want to say this, I'm going to come up with one more. I'm going to come up with Elementor.
Okay.
So I like you could so you know why I'm regretting. I mean, but I will tell you real quick. I'm doing a talk for the Page Builder Summit, and it's how to use Elementor and Gutenberg together, which people don't even know that you can do that. Everybody you can you can have your cake and eat it too. So that's what the that talk is about. So yes, those two.
Very good.
I would say, yeah.
At any point in your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor or somebody that you look up to for guidance that might have taken you under their wing a little bit, whether it was an official relationship or not, and who was it?
There has been nobody who taught me WordPress as a mentor. Okay. Nobody sat me down and said, you know, here's what the page is and here's. But as somebody who I have been inspired by and who has helped me, I guess, in my work, aside from you, because seriously, you've been at everybody's WordPress
Oh.
journey, but it would be Bob Dunn, of course. And I say that because, real quick on this one, I hunted Bob down for about 3 years online. I wanted to become friends with him. This
Sure.
was in the mid 20, like maybe 2014, whatever. I would I sent him an email and said, "Hey Bob, you're on the West Coast, I'm on the East Coast. Why don't we do some online training together?" And it was basically saying, "Hey, good idea, kid. Come back in a year." I'd say, "What is this with this guy?" And I'd come back in a year. He'd say, "Come back in another year." So he didn't know who he was dealing with, you know. So, bottom line is, we finally met, and you know, he's been a real friend, and he's been everybody's real friend. And he, I have seen him change all for the better too over the years, and so he's definitely been instrumental in my WordPress community journey,
Very
very
good.
much so. Yeah. And I want one
So,
other too. Well, can I just
yeah.
add? And I have to add Winstina
No.
Hughes has to
Okay.
get in there. Absolutely, Winstina really is my usher, my ambassador into the WordPress community. She's the one, along with somebody else, who picked me to speak at WordCamp New York 2016, 17, something like that, when we had it at the UN. And I saw Winstina and I said, "Now that's somebody I want to get to know."
Nice.
And I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, my next question, you cannot say anybody you've already mentioned. Okay. So,
Okay.
because the next question is who is someone you admire in the WordPress community and why? But you've already mentioned a few people, so we've already
Yeah.
eliminated a few op options for you.
No one.
No
Nobody.
one. I don't admire anybody.
God. Who do I admire? I should have thought about this ahead of time.
And the questions aren't secret, but you knew them beforehand.
Okay, I'm going to give you. Can I? How many names do I have?
You can
One or
do up
two?
to one or two.
Two.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So first, I'm going to give that to that distinction to Birgit Pauly Hawk,
Okay.
because Birgit is, without her, I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't keep up to date with anything. Okay, she is the one that condenses all this stuff, makes sense out of the changes that are happening in WordPress in a digestible, understandable, you know, thing. Every Saturday you get this newsletter, the change log and podcast. And I have been a follower of hers from like day one of the Gutenberg change log, from very early on. And I just, you know, and then I got to meet her and love her and all that. So I'm a big admirer. And the other one I'm going to say is Josepha Haden Champassy. And the reason I'm going to say her is because it's not just that she knows me, but that it's and I she's inspiring. I like she can get up in front of 2,000 people and give a smart presentation. She knows how to talk to that large audience. I don't think I could do that. And she's been a real leader and shepherder of the WordPress community. It's in good hands with her. And God, I'd hate to see her go, but one day that's going to happen. Yeah, that will
Yeah, I
happen.
mean, we all go
Yeah.
eventually, right?
Well, I mean, maybe I'll go first. Who knows?
Oh, that's true.
You see,
Who
given
knows?
my
Who
age, I
knows?
probably will go first. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you
All
never
right.
know. You never know.
Yeah.
Other than CLI, because we talked about that already, what's
Yeah,
something
yeah.
that you want to learn in WordPress that you haven't tackled yet?
Well, I think I'd like to know a little bit more about ThemeJSON. So I did an article for GoDaddy recently, and it was on it was a primer on block grammar. And it was the thrust of the article was, hey, don't be afraid of this. If you know HTML and CSS, this is going to look very familiar. And it does, but there's also stuff in there that's JSON notation that I am not as comfortable with, and I want some help on understanding a little bit more about that. Even see, it's funny, even though I will not use it, I still have this like thirst for understanding how things work. So,
Yeah,
although,
no.
that's so you're gonna
Makes
teach me
sense.
after this is over?
No, I don't know how to do that.
Okay, all right, all
I'm
right, all
not
right.
a developer, bud. Might know a little
Well, I'm not
CSS.
either, but I always am pushing to learn something
Yeah,
new,
yeah. Yeah.
so whatever.
What is one of the biggest mistakes that you've made in WordPress, and what did you learn from it?
I think one of the biggest mistakes was trying to think that I could be a web designer. Because like I have all the skills, but I just don't have, or I no longer have any drive for this. Because, I took, when you do that and you're working for small businesses, or startups, you're going to take some journeys that just might be a waste of time. Maybe you'll just get paid for it. I've done I did some sites that were made and were never launched. And I thought, even though I got paid for it, like, what's the sense? I don't want to just do like that's meaningless work. So I really got out of doing that kind of thing. Now I have found there have been situations where I will mentor somebody privately who I feel can learn this and has some skills that I could help them with developing their site and designing, like if somebody comes to me and is a designer and they say, I want you to take this design, let's say this Photoshop composite, make it into a website, and then teach me how to go from there. I can do that kind of stuff. So it's very limited to what I would do as far as making websites, but it's just not fulfilling to me, like what I do today. It's just not, it's not rewarding. I want to do something that, a lot of people, excuse me, will read, see, hear. What's the sense of just doing this, and it just never
Yeah.
gets off the launching pad? It doesn't make any
Yeah,
sense.
that makes I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, on the other side of things, what's your proudest WordPress moment?
Speaking at WordCamp Europe, I mean, come on. I mean, that's a layup for me. I mean, I still can't believe, like you said to me, I can't believe this is you. I'm paraphrasing you. I've spoken on stage in Asia. I've spoken stage in Europe. Who in their right mind would ever think that, I've spoken Greece, in Athens, Greece, with the gods,
I
right?
know, right?
With the Greek gods,
Zeus himself.
Yes. I mean, what is, I know, but it's still, I'm
Yeah.
just still amazed that I did that. That was a
Yeah.
very, not just a WordPress proud moment, but something very proud of my life that I got to do something like that. I mean,
Yeah.
really, that was just crazy. So,
Absolutely.
I mean, Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, if that never happens again, so be it. I mean, I want to do it again, but I mean, just be happy that you got that experience one time. A lot of people never get
Absolutely.
that kind of experience, so
Yeah.
enjoy it. I do.
So what I'll piggyback on that before I go to the next question. When I was in Europe last year, I think you met my daughter. I took her with me.
Sure.
She's in her 30s, so she's not a kid. And when I travel, when I travel distances, I need assistance. So I bring somebody with me. And so she's heard me over the years say that people all over the world know who I am. But to
It's
a kid
true.
who's but to a kid, she's an adult, but to a person who's not in the WordPress community, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. And also when it's your mom, you think she's got a self-inflated ego or whatever, right? So I took her with me, and the day that I spoke, so I wasn't on the stage, but I did a session, and I was up in front of everybody, and she came to listen. And before we could even get to the room, the area that I was in, people are stopping to take selfies. People are asking me questions. It felt so good to see you. All these things. And so we get to the session, and like the room fills up. And she's sitting at the end. She's just kind of taking it all in. And then, I mean, people are asking questions. I'm engaging with people. Afterwards, they're coming for more selfies. All of this thing. And so we like finally like let loose from that area, and we're walking to another area, and she says to me, "I know you told me that you're something of a celebrity in WordPress, but I had no idea you were WP Madonna, the Purple Ambition Tour."
Yeah, that's right. The Purple Ambition Tour.
So that was one of my proudest moments, was that my child kind of got to see a little bit into what I do, which is kind of cool.
And I think for me, it was my wife last year who got to
Yeah.
see and got and really sort of herself got exposed to the work. Press community, and
Yeah.
she thought like, "Oh, all you guys are going to do is talk shop the whole time." And no, that's not what we do.
Furthest from the truth. Yeah, we talk shop when we have to, but otherwise we're just a
Yeah, we don't
big old
always.
group
It would
of
be boring,
international
right?
friends, right? Exactly.
Well, I mean, that is what's really cool too, is that and I know that I have friends, acquaintances, associates, whatever, from around the world,
Yep, exactly.
and I would have never thought that was going to happen to me, especially when I'm 62, 63, 64. Most people my age are, their circle of friends and influence is getting smaller. Mine's getting bigger.
Yeah,
So that is
exactly.
really wild. I mean,
It is, right? For sure.
I mean, it's not supposed to be that way, but
Yeah,
hey, who's to
exactly. She was
say?
hanging out at the rooftop pool with
Right?
one of my coworkers' spouses. And she's in the pool, and there's other people, WordPressers, that are there. And so people are introducing themselves, and she's hanging out with some people. And somebody said, "Oh, are you in WordPress?" And she's like, "Oh, no, my mom is." Oh, so, "Well, who's your mom?" And she says, "My mom, or her name is Michelle." She goes, "Michelle Frechette? I know her." My daughter was like, "Really, mom?
Oh,
Does everybody
sure.
know you?" So it was just fun. It
Yeah,
was the best moment.
really they do.
And
No, I yeah.
I don't have an ego about it. I love people, so when I get to meet people, I'm excited about it. But the fact that my kid now has like a higher vision of who I am, I'm not gonna lie, that felt good.
Michelle, it's okay to have an ego, okay? Come
Right,
on.
but
I
I'm just like
mean, I do, you do. It's
what
okay.
I mean is, I don't walk in and like
No, you don't.
everybody must know me. Come worship.
No,
It's
but they
not that at
do.
all. Nah, they don't
But it's
really. It's
okay.
fun.
Listen, it's okay to have an ego. It's what
Yeah, it's
it's.
fun though, right? It's a fun community, and being able to help people and do the things that we do is pretty exciting
I
stuff.
agree. I agree. I totally agree.
Let me move on to the next question. The next question is, if you weren't working in web tech, anything to do with WordPress, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
Okay, I would be like my usual flip self here and say I'd be in insurance, but because I was when I was just starting out in my working life, but no, I would not be in insurance, but I would be sort of what I've started doing now, which is my dream was always to be in radio. Even
Okay.
though I don't have a voice for radio, I have been a hopeless addict to talk radio, believe it or
Okay.
not, sports, politics, everything. Since I was a little kid. And had I gotten the right direction, I went to a great college, Ohio University, Athens, Ohio, for communications. It's a big communication school, which I didn't want to study because I thought it was just communications was too easy. Why bother to study it? So But I could have, had started a career in radio and television and broadcasting, and that's really what I would have loved. So how have I cured that now? Well, I started a podcast
You
recently
did.
called, can I talk about this?
Yeah, glad.
It's called Seriously Bud, and it's a unexpected interview with somebody from the WordPress community that I release every Friday. You can get it on any one of their
Aggregators.
that's right, podcast aggregator, distributor, whatever they're called. And it's a lot of fun. Michelle, you have been one of the first, although I haven't released your
It hasn't gone live yet. I'm watching.
no, it's gonna go. You're getting there. But it's been a real interesting experience in terms of like learning how to do interviews, in terms of editing, in terms of learning more about the people in the WordPress community. And it's been very well received, I have to say. I'm
It's
very fortunate
exciting.
because it's unusual. It's a different kind of podcast. Yeah, at least I
Absolutely.
hope so.
So
Anyway.
I want you to notice the self restraint that I had, that when you said you don't have a voice for radio, I didn't jump in and say, but you have a face for radio.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle.
Come on,
Seriously,
that's a good
Michelle.
joke. That's I know, right?
It's, come on.
That's
It's the
a
kind of
good
joke.
joke. It's a good joke.
It's the kind of joke I tell about
I know,
myself.
that's why I thought you'd like
I know.
it.
It's okay. I don't have a. I don't have a. I have a face for radio.
You
Okay.
do not.
No,
I'm just
I.
teasing you.
No, that's okay. I've never thought of myself as a television person, so I've always thought radio would be more my style,
There's a little more
I would
leniency
have
in
loved
radio
to,
too, right? Like radio's talk
right.
radio is just more fun.
Well, here's the thing too, and this is with podcasts too, why I think they're so popular is not that you can just take it anywhere, because you could take TV anywhere now, but it's the theater of the mind, so you imagine what people look like, what they think, what's in the room. It's it and television leaves nothing to the very little to the imagination. So that's why I've always been, and like listening overnight to, which I have and I still do, to people talk, your mind is so focused on what they're saying. There's no interruptions, no distractions, and it's how I fall asleep every night listening
I
to the
love it.
radio.
That's
Yeah,
awesome.
and
What's
I
some
can't
what
fall asleep unless I listen.
and I like it perfectly quiet. But next question.
Most normal people do.
True. And pitch dark. I like it pitch dark too.
Yeah.
What's something on your bucket list?
Well, I don't like that question because, that means I'm going to get croaked pretty soon, bucket list.
No, I actually call it a living list, but when you ask people what's on their living list, they don't know what that means. I
Oh,
say
wait, I would know.
I have a living list because I have a list of things I want to do while I'm alive and while I can. But most people understand the concept of bucket list.
Yeah,
But what's on
yeah.
your living list then, bud?
We talked about the dictionary, so that's something I want, the WordPress dictionary or wiki or whatever. But aside from like work stuff, because there has to be more than work,
Of course.
I would like a couple of things. One, as I want to teach at least one grandchild how to play guitar, if not
Nice.
both. Okay, because I think that would be, I'm trying to figure out ways of giving them something of me that will last them their lifetime, so that they could say, "Oh, Grandpa Buddy taught me how to do this," And then I would like to travel with my wife, really.
Nice.
She's a huge, she is the, I call it a travel concierge, because there's nothing like traveling with Arlene. Oh my God. I
That's awesome.
mean, she takes care of every little detail. All I have to do is just show up and listen to her.
Nice.
Yeah, so it is just
Show up
great.
and obey. That's the get in line.
So next year it's Paris and Porto, Portugal, or Portugal in general, Paris and
Nice.
Portugal, and then hopefully North Africa.
Very
She'll
cool.
say things. I want to go on a safari. Well, Africa's kind of a big place. You got any,
Yeah, pick a place.
You got anything in specific? I want to go on a safari. I just. It's funny, you just, it's hard. I've always been the kind of person that's had a hard thing. Like, what do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, in my case, I hope I'm seeing myself alive. Because you never know, I
You
mean,
never
you
know.
just, yeah, you don't know. So
True.
I feel very, like I said, this is right now is the best time of my life, and I
Yeah.
feel very, very fortunate to be where I am. I
Nice.
really am very fortunate, especially knowing the turbulence and trouble and things that I've had to go through to get to this place. I think that makes it why it's so great, you know.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. Okay, two questions left. The first one
Okay.
is show us or tell us about a hidden talent that you have that the WordPress community might not be aware of.
Well, I play keyboard too.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Not very well. I play it like I play guitar, not very well. And hidden talent, jeez. What doesn't they what does see? I have to say that I'm trying to think. I used to be very good with tools. You know, I used to use all the tools. I don't really do it anymore, partly because of my vision, partly because I lost interest, partly because I don't know, I lost whatever. But now you were, let me see. Oh, maybe they don't know I can dance. Were you saying that
Maybe.
during our
That's right.
did
You
we
cut a
go over that
rug.
already?
We did.
Yeah.
That's a
Yeah, we
good
did already.
one.
See, I yeah.
That's a good
So
one.
yeah, I don't think people know that. And like, here's my one last thing. Here's my dream that we would go to like WordCamp England, okay? And they would for like the after party, they would play Beatle music. I mean, shut up.
Right.
Of course, only one person's gonna appreciate it, you know, me.
WordCamp
Because
Liverpool, yes.
yeah, WordCamp, there you go. WordCamp Liverpool. How great would that be, huh?
That'd be
I'd have
awesome.
to go. Yes, it would. Yeah.
Very cool.
The after party at WordCamp Liverpool. That would be something to go to, I think.
I think so too. All right, last question. How can we find you online? What's your website and your favorite social media handle?
Okay, well, you can find me on Facebook, just Bud Kraus, Kraus. It's pretty simple. No E at the end. And Twitter is Joy of WP. Okay. The website's joyofwp.com. And eventually there will be a website called seriouslybud.com, but not yet. But the most important thing is to listen to my podcast because it's good. No, it's not just good, it's fun. And what makes it fun is are the people and their stories, like you. You know, that just, you know, like I've said, I want to give people the opportunity to talk about their lives themselves so that we get to know you better. And hopefully that's what the podcast is doing, you know. So
Excellent. Very good. Well, thank you for taking some time today to share your journey with me so I could tell your story and getting to know you a little bit better. I love that.
wait a
Thank
minute,
you so
wait a minute,
much.
wait a minute, wait a minute. Don't leave yet. I have to ask you something. You're going to publish this? What are you kidding?
I know. Seriously, bud, we are.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Michelle.
All
Very
right. We'll
funny.
see you. We'll
Thank you.
see everybody on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of WP Coffee Talk. Please share it with others who you know would enjoy hearing from the people who make the WordPress community the wonderful place that it is. If you are interested in joining us as a guest or a sponsor, please visit our site at wpcoffeetalk.com.